This episode is brought to you in part by Split Software. Split is the feature delivery platform you need to help you exceed modern expectations in continuous and progressive delivery. As they once said, if you're not first, you're last. Similarly, if you're not delivering, you're falling behind. A software release shouldn't be stressful, and yet they tend to happen late at night after many days of stress. Imagine if it were otherwise. No mishaps, headaches, or hair loss. Split is the feature data platform software engineers need to release features quickly and safely. You and up to 10 of your colleagues can create your first feature flags at split.io/AWS Morning Brief. That's split.io/AWS Morning Brief. Hello and welcome to Last Week in AWS. Let's get right after it. We begin with the somewhat bittersweet news that Ben Kehoe has left iRobot. Where's he going next? Well, probably reInvent, where we're all going in a couple of weeks. Hopefully I'll see you there. But if you're lucky, you don't have to go and can follow along at home. Now let's see what AWS is doing with its ongoing rush to get things out the door in advance. Amazon Athena announces query result reuse to accelerate queries. It's cool. I had to read the blog post to figure out that this does, in fact, reduce customer cost. It was not at all clear from the documentation or the pricing page. That probably should get updated. But as a result, I love this thing. No notes. Amazon EC2 enables you to opt out of directly shared Amazon machine images. Aw, I didn't realize that I could shitpost by inflicting AMIs on other unsuspecting people until now, when they close the abuse vector. A lost opportunity. Amazon EC2 placement groups can now be shared across multiple AWS accounts, and this is awesome. It's a step along my argument for, at some point, there will be an account boundary between every item on your architecture diagram, so plan ahead for it, architecture design principle that I've been espousing for a while. EC2 now supports specifying a list of instance types to use in attribute-based instance type selection for auto-scaling groups, EC2 fleet, and spot fleet. Okay, this is a big win. Rather than describing instances via attribute with disturbing specificity, you can now just give it a list of what you want. Thank you. This is a very nice quality of life improvement. Speaking of quality of life, Amazon LightSail announces support for domain registration and DNS auto-configuration, because LightSail continues its glorious work of reimagining all of AWS. Amazon RDS now supports new general-purpose GP3 storage volumes. Awesome release. Finally, globally available in all regions, it starts with a 20% cut to your storage charges versus GP2. Go deploy it. Announcing recurring custom line items for AWS Billing Conductor. That's right. This is the ultimate cause of what will eventually show up in your bill as a dedicated shitposting line item. AWS Lambda announces Telemetry API, further enriching monitoring and observability capabilities of Lambda extensions. I don't like that there are a whole bunch of observability partner extensions at launch. Isn't this the point of OTel? That I can instrument the thing once and then send that data to any or every vendor that I choose without having to re-instrument the application? AWS Cost Explorer's new look and common use cases. It starts off with a bit of a mea culpa, admitting in the first sentence that there are mixed reviews of its redesign. That is the sign of a service team paying attention. I'm optimistic. A new AWS region opens in Switzerland. EU Central 2 is now available. Many services you use probably aren't fully baked there yet. This is a recurring problem for AWS region disparities. This region has Lambda, and this region has Lambda, but only an x86 architecture are two very different things, for example. Introducing AWS Resource Explorer. Quickly find resources in your AWS account. I think I liked it better when it was called Tag Editor. I'm also taken aback by the 36-hour update time mentioned in the launch post. Are they submitting its information via FedEx? Overview of building resilient applications with Amazon DynamoDB Global Tables. I keep meaning to work with Global Tables. This four-part series makes it look pretty compelling. If you've used it, let me know what you think. Publish Amazon DevOps Guru Insights to Slack channel. I used to integrate a whole bunch of stuff like this into Slack. The trouble is, it becomes a lot of noise that people learn to tune out or ignore. Hopefully, this service can avoid that same sad fate. Uncompressed media over IP on AWS. Read the white paper. Maybe also read the AWS pricing page first, specifically around just how much money data transfer can cost you. Enable cross-account queries on AWS CloudTrail Lake using delegated administration from AWS organizations. And what a welcome release this is, because it's a big deal. I hope Control Tower integrates an option to disable all trail logging except to CloudTrail Lake globally across the organization. Feature request. And finally, NASA and ASDI announced no-cost access to important climate dataset on AWS Cloud. Gotta call it. This is a great thing. More like this. It's the most burning question of our time. No shade from me on this one. And that's what happened last week in AWS. I'm cloud economist Corey Quinn. Let's keep going.
This has been a Humble Pod production.
Stay humble.